God won't change. He is immutable. Mutable means he will not change. He is his character, his justice is perfect. We speak about the wrath of God, but we see that the Lord holds these rulers in derision because they want to not only, as Romans chapter 1 says, enjoy their own personal homosexuality and sexual deviant behavior, but they want to promote it into our schools. And so, but the glory of God, He will not change. And He does not change His mind. And we spoke about the wrath of God this morning. There's justice there. And there's the perfect balance of God's mercy, which is from everlasting to everlasting. His hands are always extended in loving kindness to His people. And yet at the same time, He is a just God that will exercise justice. And of necessity, it requires His wrath in regard to man's sin and to change as man turns his heart. So how do we stay on course when things change? Here's a good point to be made. and that is that everything that we embrace in this next year is the how we do it is subservient to why we do it. Okay, so we put those things aside. How we do what we're doing is subservient to why we do it. That's it's something that I've observed through the years. I look at a lot of the church growth type of books that are written and things that come out, and there's always this quest, how do you do this? And there's certain these points that are made about church growth and life in the local church, and it's all these how-tos. But we often lay aside and we forget why we're here and why we're doing what we do. And ultimately, behind all of these things, it must be essential that in our growth, in what we're about as God's people, that the will of God is the motivating factor. The glory of God is where our passion is. And I know that we as God's people will always stay on track when we keep the glory of God first and foremost in what we do. I know that we will not lose the glue of our unity as we stretch out and seek out those things which God would do. So, but I do want to make the point, and this comes out of our studies in 1 Samuel, that fear of change is often unbelief. Okay? I think of Saul that was underneath the pomegranate tree. So I gave you a pomegranate tree there to look at. But you remember that Israel in 1 Samuel, in our studies there, that Saul and Jonathan had rebelled from the Philistines, and change was in the air. And yet Saul at this point in time, being fearful to take the steps toward change, toward freedom from the bondage of the Philistines, was underneath the pomegranate tree. Do you remember that? It was back a few number of weeks ago. But Saul was afraid to get up and take action. And you may remember that as he was sitting under the pomegranate tree, the Philistine groups were off. They were burning the land over here, and you could see it. You could see that they were destroying the crops. And Saul was crouched up under the shade of the pomegranate tree, watching the land being scoured and burned away. And you'll remember that Jonathan got up, and he spoke to his armor bearer. He says, Jonathan, he said, armor bearer, let's go. There's no restraint with God to save by many or by few. And so Jonathan, one man, got up, and he forged across the valley and engaged the Philistine armies. And God miraculously intervened, and the spell was broken. The Philistines were crushed and sent home. But it took action of faith. And sometimes we need to have the discernment to know when it's time to get up you know, to take a stand, to move forward, and to not allow fear of change to determine our action, and to determine that we are sitting up under the pomegranate tree. So don't fear change. Okay? Second point we'd like to make this morning is that we are to equip the saints. If we can keep our focus upon the glory of God, and if we continue to equip the saints spiritually so that growth, spiritual growth is taking place, and that our activity, our action is the overflow of the fruit of our relationship with God, our love for Him, our pursuit of His glory, and the overflow of that time that we spend with Him personally, then we will do well. And so I thought that, as we begin the new year, it's good to remember the things that we're about. And a local church is intended to equip the saints. So when we talk about how to stay on course when things change, we must not lose our passion for God's Word. We must not lose that passion for what it means to equip. And everybody plays a part in that in the body of Christ. We're constantly teaching by the way that we live. We're constantly teaching by the words of grace that we speak as God's Word comes into our heart and life and spills out into the ways that we act and live and relate to one another. We must not lose our passion for God's Word. And so I hope that we always have hungry people. I so much appreciate you. You're hungry for God's Word. You're hungry for those things which are needful for us. And you have, again, as we look at a new budget and how God has provided for us these 30 years or so here at Grace Bible Church, He's always miraculously provided. And it's been such an incredible thing just to see how in the 4 years that Lori and I have been here, how you've cared for us and cared for this church and given of yourselves and of your finances and of your resources for the benefit of this church body. And I think about, I keep going back to Family Fiesta and how we didn't have money for that and how God miraculously provided. And it came out that we spent, and this certainly doesn't include all of the things, people taking others in home, and a lot of the gas expense was outside, but we spent $6,000 and we didn't have it budgeted. And people gave, people from outside our church gave to this. And it's just amazing. You should see and be encouraged. Because, you see, once we have our mind, our focus, and our thoughts upon the will of God, and once we start getting up, once we get up from under the pomegranate tree and start moving, then God meets us there with resources. He does incredible things. And we saw it this year as He met that. It's over $6,000 that we did not have budgeted, that we did not have, that God provided for. And, of course, some of you know this story of how some of those finances came in. But it's encouraging to know that God's will, done in God's way, never lacks for God's supply. And we can trust that for the new year as these things take place. But here's our focus. Here's what we must not forget. And this is really the essential understanding of what the church, a local church, is. This is what we believe about who we are. He gave some apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. This is to be foundational. It is to always be what we're about and who we are. Okay? We are to equip the saints. We're to equip the saints for the service, to do exactly what Jesus Christ was talking about when He says, "My food is to do the will of my Father." And He was sent, "I've glorified Thee by completing the work which You have given Me to do." And everything about a local church, if we're not equipping the saints for this work of service, for that same mentality, that same mindset that the Lord Jesus Christ had, we're not doing what we need to be doing. and we need to have a meeting. We need to sit down and talk it over again. But this is the essential thing, to equip the saints. That's what a local church does. You see, because you're the arms, you're the extension from here. And, you know, at our retreat here in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about some of these concepts. And there's going to be time in our workshops for this to be talked over. We want to encourage you all to please be there. It's an exciting time and a time when we get to not just pass by one another at church on Sunday morning, but we get to hang out together and visit a little bit, and we get to talk about some things that will be needful to us. But here, the equipping of the saints, the instruction and preparation for these things that are essential are needful for us. And so, but we understand that you're the extension, you see. God has called some of you to be public school teachers. He's called some of you to be businessmen and to express the Word of God, the truth of God's Word in these different areas in our culture. That's the way God's designed it. And so He has equipped you, and the purpose of the local church is to send you out each week to where God has placed you, to plant you there so that you might grow and honor and give glory to Him. So whether you're retired and God has you in this situation, or you're in school, God has given a place for you whereby the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, is working in you. The Apostle Paul says, I labor striving according to His power, which mightily works within me. And so, but that's for each one of us. It's His power that mightily works within us. It's His expression of life through us. Okay? So, here's some points. We're going to speed up a little bit here. You can write these verses down and make these points. But number one, we are to keep in mind that the glory of God must be our goal, but also the Word of God and the expression of the Word of God must as well be our goal. And that in light of those things, there are a number of things involved in equipping the saints. It is for the purpose, number one, of service, for the work of service. Okay? Secondly, the Scripture says all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, secondly, it's that we'll be equipped for good works. That's the purpose of the local church. That's what we must not forget, is that we're to equip the saints for the purpose of good works, for the purpose of equipping the saints. Colossians 1, 28 and 29, it's been a life verse as a pastor for me. And we proclaim Him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ. And for this purpose, I also labor striving according to His power, which mightily works within me. So we are to present every man complete in Christ, equipped for your work of service. Equipped on the job as a school teacher, as a businessman, as a retired person, as a student. Romans 15:4, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning. We study God's Word, and we understand that it's for our learning. It's for the purpose of learning His will, His way, of learning about who He is, that we might be redeeming our time, understanding the will of God. Okay, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God as workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here we equip for God's approval. We want to please Him. We want to be approved by Him. Look at verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 5, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Okay? Trying to learn, always, ever learning, laying up the Word of God in our hearts, trying to please the Lord. Okay? It's for the purpose of pleasing Him. It's why we should not lose our focus, why we should not, in the midst of change, give up are turned, those things which are not to be changed, meaning the constants. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others." So what's the principle here? Okay, there's a principle for reproduction, isn't there? A local church needs to be reproducing. If we're not reproducing, if we're not passing on effectively to our young people, to that second generation, a foundation for the Word of God, if they're not equipped to take over, then we're not doing our job. And we're not doing what we need to do. God always produces, you see. Whatever is involved in the local church and whatever it is that our task is here at Grace Bible Church, we must understand that He is the God of life, that He reproduces. Of necessity, He does. And so we as God's people need to reproduce. We need to pass on the goodness of His Word, the truths that are there, that they hold forth the Word of truth in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, that they stand against the the tide of our culture and the changes that will take place and that will overcome. I remember again the stats that have been given, that evangelical Christians that go into colleges from their freshman year to their senior year, that 80% of them defect from the faith. That's colossal. We can't afford that kind of thing. We must equip. We must teach God's Word. We must equip them with the things that are essential and necessary so that they're firmly grounded, so that they can hold forth the Word of truth in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We must take the gospel in our good news clubs. We must take the gospel through the Awana program to these children. We must reach out to them and see God's life being reproduced within them, because Jesus Christ came to give eternal life. And these are the things that are essential and needful for us as His people. So what do we do? As we look at a new year, as we look at many changes, as we look at things that fight and contend against us, and we look at the challenges, those that would break the bands asunder, that would stand against God's Word, that would assault and rebel and turn to man's own way and self-centered and self-focused destruction, what do we as God's people do? We reproduce. We hold forth the Word of life. We stand firm upon the principles of God's Word. We equip for those things which are essential and needful for righteousness and goodness and mercies to go forth. Look at verse 9 of chapter 5. I know I'm jumping around. This wasn't meant to be an exposition of Scripture, as you can see this morning. But look at verse 9. Or look at verse 8. "For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Goodness and righteousness and truth is meant to be reproduced in you, in the Lord Jesus Christ, as He consumes you, as He takes over, and the glory of God becomes the quest of your life, the focus of your thoughts and intentions and the things that you intend to do with your life. Righteousness and goodness and truth should be characteristic of God's people. May we be as soldiers. May we not lose sight as change comes, as opportunity stands before us. So how do we stay on course when things change? Let me just say that this should be the principle that holds us in light of equipping the saints. And that is that, will it work? Whatever we're doing as a church body, as a local church body, is always subservient to, is it right? Is it according to the principles of God's Word? Is it for the glory of God? Then we know we're on track. Then we need to get up from underneath the pomegranate tree. Then we need, as God's people, to step forward by faith, trusting that whatever is essential for us, God will supply, that He will supply. For God's will, done in God's way, will never lack God's supply. Isn't that true for us? Father in heaven, we thank You for Your mercies this morning and for the life that is in Jesus Christ.